Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 5, Nehemiah is talking with the king, and he's going to share a big vision. And just know that if you have a big burden for something to happen, that might be the starting point, but God then births a big vision. He might surprise you with the vision he has for you and how he wants to use you and what he wants to do through you. And so as Nehemiah talked to the king, there's really three components. First, he has to ask permission to go back to Jerusalem. And when he receives that, you think, okay, that's enough. Stop there. You've got access. You can go. But Nehemiah doesn't stop there because he has a big vision from God. And the second part of the vision is provision of some timber and some supplies. He's going to ask the king for that too. And not only does he receive permission and provision, but he also receives protection. There's even an escort. The king's going to make sure that he's safe. And just blown away by the generosity of God through the king, Nehemiah, courage, trusting God, asking, bringing the whole vision, not shrinking it out of fear. And so all those pieces apply to us in terms of next step forward. And I heard a quote this week. It was a John Maxwell quote that said, you know, as you consider the vision God has for your life and what God wants to do, if no one laughs at you, the vision probably isn't big enough. And God brings vision over and over again in the Bible that when people hear it, they just almost laugh because it seems like, okay, God, how are you going to do that through me? Or how are you going to do it through these circumstances? I mean, literally, Sarah and Abraham, I mean, they were laughing that they were going to have a child at an old age. So as God moves you, the vision might be big. People might laugh, but continue to trust the Lord. Don't shrink back in fear. Have courage to go the full measure of what God wants to do.